Now, a new national park is being created. The park on the Corcaguina Peninsula will include the Conner Pass and marine areas such as the waters around the Blasket Islands. It becomes the state's eighth national park, joining others in areas like Connemara, the Wicklow Mountains and the Burren. For more, we're joined by the Minister of State for Nature and Heritage, Malcolm Noonan. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
By the sounds of things, this is going to be quite a large national park.
It is, yeah, and appropriate on Earth Day that we are launching it today. It's 70,000 acres in total, the vast majority in the marine area, but also, as you said yourself, it includes the Conner Pass, the Owen Moore River, the beautiful Inch sand dune complex. I was there at Minister O'Brien yesterday, and it's really, really stunning, and an area on Mount Brandon. So it's unique. It's our first marine national park, and something I think a great gift to the state and to the people of Ireland, but also to nature at a very critical time for biodiversity in Ireland and globally.
In practical terms, what difference does national park status make to an area?
Well, it's the highest form of protection that a state can offer. So when we embark on this process, we've been working on this for quite some time, that the next stage will be to develop a management plan, a collaborative management plan with local communities, because obviously this particular one encompasses a lot of fishers, a lot of other communities around the area. So it's important that we develop a management plan that will deal with the threats to and the pressures that are on nature and ensure that it works for people and works for biodiversity as well. So it is the highest form of protection we can put on it. And in this particular area, what we have are a wide range of different habitats, from pristine rivers, sand dunes, salt marshes, sea cliffs, shallow bays and limestone reefs, and a huge array of species, like from salmon, freshwater pearl mussel, natterjack toads, basking sharks, gannets. So it really does encompass a huge amount. So it's quite unique in terms of our network of national parks, and it really joins with that wonderful network that we do have.
Mm-hmm. And is all of this land now owned by the state?
Yeah, so as I said, we've purchased the Conner Pass, which the public has asked us to do, the Owen Moore River and Inch catchment. All of that has been purchased by the state and the marine area. So it is in state ownership, and I think that's important. And obviously, we have to partner in adjoining lands with landowners around this national park, as we do with all of our national parks. So it is a very collaborative process to ensure that we develop a management plan that works within the national park, manages the pressures, particularly on visitor numbers. There are vast areas of the national park, of this national park, that will be inaccessible, that were and will continue to be inaccessible for the public. But I think the important part is ensuring that we can protect it for nature, we can restore areas, and that we can look to the interaction of the public with these amazing areas of this beautiful mm-hmm. part of County Kerry.
Just as you mentioned the Conner Pass, people will recall that when it went up for sale, there was an asking price of 10 million euro. How much did the state pay for it in the end?
Yeah, we did. We engaged in a very good process with the vendor, and we got a very good deal for the state, which came in at around 6 million euro, which I think represents really good value for money, that it is in state ownership. We were there again, Minister O'Brien and I were there yesterday, and it really is just quite stunning. And I think this offers, you know, with our MPWS team were there as well, and we were looking at the management issues and the conservation issues, and it is going to be a big process over the next number of years. But I do think we have the capability to do that and we have the resources to do that, having a much bolstered National Parks and Wildlife Service over the last number of years through the programme for government.
You mentioned visitors to the area a few moments ago. Do you hope that this new national park status, that it will bring more visitors to County Kerry?
I think the critical thing, Rachel, across our national parks is to try and manage the numbers. And in developing new national parks, we were clear that what we want to do is it's about sustainable visitor numbers, and it's about spreading visitors across our nature reserves and our national parks across the country to take pressures off the hotspots. So I think in the management plan, we look at the accessibility, we look at enhancing amenities, walking trails and interpretation. But critically, as we've seen right across the world where pressures come on high nature value sites, it's very important to ensure that it's done in a sustainable way and that communities are front and centre of it, because it is beneficial absolutely to the local economy and to local communities, but we don't want places being inundated with visitors.
Can I ask you about that? Because I know sometimes in areas, while people are welcoming to tourists and while in business terms they're delighted to get them, you do also in some areas get to a stage where a place can be completely overcrowded. I mean, I know I've seen signs in County Clare, say for the Cliffs of Moher, saying maybe you should think of going early in the morning or at some point in the evening, because there are times during the day when they're just too crowded.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think that's why Park na Siúntaí na Móra offers an opportunity to spread visitors out down here in Southwest Kerry. And you won't find a more welcoming people than you will down here. It's just wonderful. But I do think that people do feel that pressure. We've seen it in other parts of the world. We've seen it in the Canary Islands, where people are saying, actually, please just manage this in a sustainable way. And we're all about responsible tourism and working with Fáilte Ireland to ensure that we have a good code of practice around and not putting too much pressure on sites and damaging the very habitats that people are coming to see.
Okay, Malcolm Noonan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That was Malcolm Noonan, who is the Minister of State for Nature and Heritage.